Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Second Mrs. Hockaday by Susan Rivers, read by Julie McKay and James Patrick Cronin. Know that in time those things toward which we move come to be. Marcus Aurelius, Book 6, The Emperor's Handbook, translated by C. Scott Hicks and David V. Hicks.
Part 1. Descent. July to October, 1865. Holland Crossroads Courthouse, Holland County, South Carolina, July 20th, 1865. Dearest Mildred, on my deathbed, I shall remember that April day if I remember anything at all. I rode banjo, the yearling, all the way to the river and back, because Father said she wasn't broken yet for any but the devil to ride. And I said, the devil and your daughter, put the saddle on. Ephraim's eyes got wide, and he went to find Abner. Ephraim always was scared witless of green horses. Abner got her saddled and said, watch out for the geese, Miss P. Don't run 'em flat like last time. And I said, more food for the wedding guests tomorrow, and tore out of the yard with Father's laughter booming. It was such good medicine. The sun had slipped behind the ridge when I walked Banjo home, and the darkness was creeping upwards with its cool breath and sugar scents. I smelled cigar smoke from the arbor. The horse walked straight there and dropped ahead, cropping the new shoots on the scuppernong and ignoring me because she knew her work.